Part 3.
Listen to the presentation about global warming and complete the notes. First, look at the notes. The first one is done for you.
You will hear the information twice.
This year, the world is expected to burn through some 31 billion barrels of oil, 6 billion tons of coal, and 100 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. The combustion of these fossil fuels will produce, altogether, a very, very large amount of energy. This energy will allow people to accomplish many things. However, it will also yield around 30 billion tons of carbon dioxide. Next year, global consumption of fossil fuels is expected to grow by about 2%, meaning that emission of carbon dioxide will rise by more than half a billion tons. And the following year, consumption is expected to grow by yet another 2%. But when carbon dioxide is released into the air, where does it go? About a third ends up, in relatively little time, in the oceans. Carbon dioxide dissolves in water to form a weak acid. This is the cause of the phenomenon known as ocean acidification. A quarter of the carbon dioxide is absorbed by terrestrial ecosystems like forests. No one is quite sure exactly how or where, and the rest just remains in the atmosphere. If current trends in emissions continue, many changes are going to take place on planet Earth. Sometime within the next 4 or 5 decades, or perhaps sooner, the chemistry of the oceans will have been changed to such a degree that many marine organisms, including reef-building corals, will be pushed towards extinction. Meanwhile, atmospheric CO2 levels are projected to reach 550 parts per million, twice pre-industrial levels, virtually guaranteeing an eventual global temperature increase of 3 or more degrees. The consequences of this warming are difficult to predict in detail, but even broad conservative estimates are terrifying. At least 15, and possibly as many as 30% of the planet's plant and animal species will be threatened. Glaciers and the ice caps will melt, and sea levels will rise by several feet. And this will be enough to flood many of the world's largest cities, forcing the residents to move. Yields of crops like wheat and corn will decline significantly in a number of areas where they are now grown as staples. Places that depend on glacial runoff or seasonal snowmelt, currently home to more than 1 billion people, will face severe water shortages. And what now counts as a 100-year drought will occur in some parts of the world as frequently as once a decade. So, can't we do something about it? If we all change our lifestyles dramatically, can't we stop these changes in their tracks? The answer to this is that no one really knows, though it could very well be too late to break the chain of events. Also, are we really willing to change our lifestyles? It doesn't seem like it. This year, the world is expected to burn through some 31 billion barrels of oil, 6 billion tons of coal, and 100 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. The combustion of these fossil fuels will produce, altogether, a very, very large amount of energy. This energy will allow people to accomplish many things. However, it will also yield around 30 billion tons of carbon dioxide. Next year, global consumption of fossil fuels is expected to grow by about 2%, meaning that emission of carbon dioxide will rise by more than half a billion tons. And the following year, consumption is expected to grow by yet another 2%. But when carbon dioxide is released into the air, where does it go? About a third ends up, in relatively little time, in the oceans. Carbon dioxide dissolves in water to form a weak acid. This is the cause of the phenomenon known as ocean acidification. A quarter of the carbon dioxide is absorbed by terrestrial ecosystems like forests. No one is quite sure exactly how or where, and the rest just remains in the atmosphere. If current trends in emissions continue, many changes are going to take place on planet Earth. Sometime within the next 4 or 5 decades, or perhaps sooner, the chemistry of the oceans will have been changed to such a degree that many marine organisms, including reef-building corals, will be pushed towards extinction. Meanwhile, atmospheric CO2 levels are projected to reach 550 parts per million, twice pre-industrial levels, virtually guaranteeing an eventual global temperature increase of 3 or more degrees. The consequences of this warming are difficult to predict in detail, but even broad conservative estimates are terrifying. At least 15, and possibly as many as 30% of the planet's plant and animal species will be threatened. Glaciers and the ice caps will melt, and sea levels will rise by several feet. And this will be enough to flood many of the world's largest cities, forcing the residents to move. Yields of crops like wheat and corn will decline significantly in a number of areas where they are now grown as staples. Places that depend on glacial runoff or seasonal snowmelt, currently home to more than 1 billion people, will face severe water shortages. And what now counts as a 100-year drought will occur in some parts of the world as frequently as once a decade. So, can't we do something about it? If we all change our lifestyles dramatically, can't we stop these changes in their tracks? The answer to this is that no one really knows, though it could very well be too late to break the chain of events. Also, are we really willing to change our lifestyles? It doesn't seem like it.
That's the end of part 3.